Hey, it feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
Hey, yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show, the number three podcast in the world.
Number three in the world. Number one in your heart.
My name is Cakes.
My name's Nick.
Are you ready, Freddy?
Dude, let's get into it.
Where are we at, dog? Hey, any what? Hardcore fans, if you're watching the video version of this, you kind of notice like a familiar background.
Yeah. Guess we're where back, we're at? Dog. First comment we see of where we're at. You win.
I was waiting to see what we were going to do.
No, they win.
They just win bragging rights.
You said the elephant in the room.
Yeah, dog. Okay. So I can't just show up and you have a whole animal on top of your head and we just not discuss it.
How do you feel about it?
Okay, at first it's like
I feel good about it.
You feel great about it. At first I was like, is this going to be a distraction, like from your face?
Right.
Because like I want to look at your head almost the entire time.
Right.
And normally when you talk to people, you look at them in the face.
Eyes up here. Hey, eyes down here.
That was a little tough. You said you got a hand-me-down hats?
Yep.
Yeah.
Someone got it for me for my birthday from a vintage shop. This is a, funny enough, this company does something with cow. We cut it out, we keep it. But that's the fact.
That'll be her discretion.
That's the fact. They take it, they bottle it up, and they... I know it's not artificially inseminated.
It's like a drive, like a bank. They got a bank.
If a cow, cows pull up.
Yeah. So they milking cows, but not they their udders.
This is the male milking. We'll cut it out.
Yeah, okay, we'll cut it out. Hey, no problem, dude.
What's next,
dude? First of all, I just wanted to give a huge shout out to Mellow Mushroom.
Mellow Mushroom,
dude. National Mushroom Day is on October 15th.
Well, now they're going to know that I knew the answer to question number three.
Well, you better know, dude. You shouldn't even know what questions are on the quiz.
You told me what number three was.
I did. But, dude, you can get from the 13th to the 15th, you can get 15% off online orders using code FRDI15.
15.
FRDI15. Yeah. 50% off all of the online orders.
15% off.
Celebrating National Mushroom Day.
On October 15th.
All right, dude. We're going to blind rank these things without knowing what comes next.
Yeah.
Places to eat a pizza.
Okay.
All right. Number one, we're going beach.
Why do you always give me like one that's like, you always make me middle rank it, right?
And it was like, pizza's a phenomenal place to eat pizza.
He always goes three. No, because as soon as the wind blows, all you eat is sand. You know how sand sticks to cheese?
Dog, eating pizza at sunset? Are you kidding me?
On the beach?
Yeah, bruh. You put the pizza on a blanket, dog, or a towel.
You can't drop it. You can't set your hands down. There's a lot of variables here that I think.
Can't put your hands down.
As soon as you set your hand down, you got grease on it.
You eat it with a napkin.
Sand. Huh?
You eat the pizza with a napkin.
Since when do you eat pizzas with napkins?
I only eat pizza with napkins.
I've never seen you use a napkin once in your life.
You're right. I've never used a napkin to eat a pizza
I'm going to put it three in case you say, like, garbage can. And I got to leave five open, so I'll take three. On the beach at three.
Okay. Two, garbage can. I'm just playing. Okay. Number two, we're going to go. You put it where? Three?
I put it at three.
You put beach at three.
Beach
okay,
at three.
Fine. Two, we're going bed.
In your bed?
In your bed.
That's a fight for first.
That's what I'm saying, dude. But I give you some heavy hitters early.
I'm going to go number two.
Going two?
Yeah.
I mean, what could possibly be better than your bed?
Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Number three. So you got two in the three spot locked.
Yeah.
Okay. Three, we're going. Next up, we're going to give you in front of your fridge at 2 a.m.
Uh-huh. That's way better than the beach.
You got to go nowhere, dog. The only downside is that it's cold.
I feel like I got to hold out number one for Mellow Mushroom.
You holding it out?
In case you say it.
So where are you going to put it? You going to put in front of the fridge at four, dog?
You can't put it there. Can I put it at 1.5? Can we make an exception?
You got to make a decision here, dude. If you're putting it at 4, I mean, that's on you, dog.
I'm putting it at 1.
You're putting it at 1.
Below 3, and I'm putting it at 4.
Okay. Number 4.
Yeah.
The 4 next up, we're going to go in the restaurant. Specifically Mellow Mushroom.
1.
Number 1. It's great.
In the restaurant, number 1.
And by the way, you can get 15% off all online orders.
15. Yeah.
50% off all online
15.
Orders.
15.
That's what I'm saying.
15.
I'm just saying it fast.
I know, and people are getting confused because I'm getting confused, and it's 15.
You can get 15% off all online orders. Using the code FRDI15.
Okay.
From the 13th, October 13th through the 15th for National Mushroom.
2 days. That's three too
days.
Long.
That's
three
long
days.
Days, dog.
You know?
All right, in the last slot here, you put that at 1.
Yeah.
Okay. In the last slot, I guess in your 5 slot.
Yeah.
Just on the top of the Statue of Liberty.
For a guy who's not too keen on heights, I'm okay.
Can you imagine, though, dude?
Just having a slice, a New York slice.
A
on the
New
top
York
of the...
slice on top of the...
Did you
I
know,
think
did you know
like...
the Statue of Liberty was donated to us?
Yes, I.
by a guy named Eiffel, from France.
Dog.
He made another tower, and he built this one.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
I don't know.
Robert
Gustavo.
Eiffel. Gustavo Eiffel. I don't know what his name.
Something like that,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah. I'm okay with the list.
Can you imagine though, dude, having a slice of pizza on top of the Statue of Liberty, sitting on the crown,
I know
just like looking
about.
At New York,
yeah,
at sunset,
yeah, it'd be an incredible experience.
And you're putting it at the 5. That is just crazy to me.
It's the only slot I had left.
I'm just saying, dude. I can't.
It's a blind ranking.
You put
not
it
a
at
ranking.
5. You had the option to change it, and you didn't.
You can't change it.
All right, dude.
Once you
we're
lock
gonna
it
do,
in.
We're going to play a little Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
For how many of these I've won, dude, I probably got 3 million.
But we got a little curveball, dog.
All right.
We got a little curveball.
Talk me through it.
We usually do these as 15 questions.
Okay.
But this one's going to be 5.
Wow.
So each question, we're adding a 0.
It's worth $200,000, every question. Simple.
No. The first one's $100, then $1,000, then $10,000, then $100,000.
Then $1,000,000.
Then $1
million. All right, run it on.
Okay, you ready, Doug? Who wants to be a millionaire, dog? You ready?
I do.
$100 question.
Yeah.
First things first, dog. What was Spider-Man's day job?
Did he write articles for the Daily Bugle?
You're like halfway home right now.
He did something at the Daily Bugle?
You asking me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
He worked at the Daily Bugle.
Are we accepting that?
Can we get some judges? Yes. What did he do for his work? He worked at the Daily Bugle.
Well, kind of, but not really.
He delivered papers. He delivered stuff. He was on a bike. He's a bike messenger. He worked in the shredding room. He did copies. He made copies. He was a personal assistant.
Dog, come on, bro.
He worked in the Daily
How
Bugle.
How did he make money?
He didn't. He lived with his aunt.
How could he leverage being Spider-Man and sell that to the newspaper?
He was Spider-Man's documentary. He was Spider-Man's TMZ. He TMZ'd Spider-Man.
What's the difference? What's the more basic word for that?
Paparazzi.
Right? No.
He was Spider-Man's paparazzi.
Kind of, but like I'm looking for a specific answer here. I'm trying to give you the answer. It's a $100 question. This is basic knowledge, bro. We can't have the video
he worked at the Daily
on the
Bugle.
First question.
He documented, he wrote articles on Spider-Man.
Dog, what did he do with Spider-Man, dog?
He took pictures of him. He photographed him.
What's that job called?
Photographer.
Yes.
For the Daily Bugle.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You gotta have.
Think I'm out of breath, bro.
You gotta have Marvel knowledge for that.
No.
You asked $100.
Did you know that, Justin? What? That Spider-Man was a photographer?
Yeah. Yeah, well, everyone knows that, except for people who.
Really?
Student?
You gonna say what?
See?
A student.
Which multiverse are we talking
That's
about?
That's not making money. That's the opposite of making
which
money.
Which multiverse are we talking about?
The regular one, all of them, bro. All the ones. He's a photographer.
He was a student. He was a student in one of them.
But he should have been a photographer.
A student.
I think he took photos.
Nope. He was doing chemistry or something.
No, he did. Maybe he didn't.
See?
But he should have, like, everyone knows
he takes... specify.
Justin, no?
You asked a $100 question for you.
Okay.
Nailed it. That's right. That's correct.
You got it right.
Next question.
$1,000 question.
Dude, I'm flying.
What does the WWW stand for in a website title?
That there would be World Wide Web.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got it right.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't even mean to, like, carry on, like, the web.
No, you did.
Thing.
Yeah. I'm all over the web, dude. Like, I'm Peter Parker.
Yeah, taking photos.
For the Daily Bugle.
All right, dude. Next question. It's a pretty tough one.
Okay.
For $10,000.
It's a big moment here.
This is the last, like, easy question, okay? When is National Mushroom Day?
Can I get a drum roll? I don't think... Can I get one?
Oh my God.
Looky here. Yeah. Blessings.
What is this?
What do you mean, what is this? These are pretzel bites. Taught me through it.
You want cheers, dude?
Taught me through it.
Want to touch tips? Let's talk about it, bro. How you feel right now?
Look at the steam coming off this thing.
I just ate that and all of my inside is like warmer than the outside of my body.
Dude, these are perfect for fall. No double dipping, right?
Can you imagine if someone double bit this?
You're the kind of guy to double dip. I know that about you. October 13th.
It's 15th. Just redo it. Yeah. Man, this is going to be
just
fun.
Just leave it in. October 15th.
Final answer.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It got it right. That's big.
I never got that one wrong.
Speaking of, you can get 15% off from October 13th to the 15th using code FRDI15. 15% off all online orders from Mellow Mushroom.
What are these? Are these
pretzels? To celebrate National Mushroom
Day. What is this, cheese sauce?
Yeah.
This Parmesan just...
I think we lost Nick.
Freshly grated?
I think we lost Nick.
Who thought these would be good for breakfast?
Are you ready, dude? We're moving on to the $100,000 question here.
Mama don't.
For $100,000, and I want to say, you get in this version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you get one lifeline.
Okay.
And it can be whatever lifeline that you want, but you only get one.
Okay.
For $100,000, what was the first food eaten in space?
The first food? Eaten in space?
Yep.
Did you know somebody delivered pizza to space?
You always do this. You throw in extra trivia to buy yourself time.
Spend $1 million delivering pizza to space.
Who did that?
The Russians. Who
did that? The Russians?
The Russians did it.
Delivered pizza to space.
Yes. $1 million delivery. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, fact check that.
I will, actually. I don't have Wi-Fi right now.
What was your question?
What was the first food eaten in space?
Does anyone have Neil Armstrong's phone number? I got it. Oh. Charlie. Yeah. I'm using my lifeline here.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the first food eaten in space?
Let me think about it.
Yeah. He's just thinking.
Okay.
Yep.
He's just thinking over there.
He's just thinking.
He thinks with his phone?
Nope.
In his hand?
I don't have it connected.
Yeah, he didn't have internet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, good, because I thought that he was looking it up on Google.
He didn't pay his phone bill. What do you think? Like, where do you lean in?
Like, top of mind, what you got?
Thinking maybe two servings of pureed meat.
Okay.
Maybe. It just came into my head.
Okay.
Chocolate sauce, maybe?
Where are we leaning? It's a $100,000 question. We're going pureed meat. Yeah, no, it's just notice. With no service.
You looking at me for confirmation?
I was thinking like just like a pureed meat.
I wouldn't guess that.
Chocolate sauce. Like, if you were me, what would you guess?
I would guess maybe some kind of sauce, but I wouldn't go.
Or like a chocolate sauce.
I wouldn't go chocolate sauce.
Like
that's pudding.
Like a ranch.
No, more substance than ranch.
Like cheese sauce.
I'm talking regular food that you normally.
Queso.
Eat. You think astronauts ate cheese?
Charlie, I haven't locked in a final answer yet. Which one are you thinking?
You want me to give you another lifeline?
A smoothie. Jelly. Jam.
You got a big one, dog.
I haven't locked in a final answer yet.
you're saying everything.
I'm just talking to two with me.
You're saying everything and haven't said it. That's a clue.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Dog, all right, look.
What?
If you were to go to space, you'd probably pretty much have to restart your life.
Okay.
Right?
No, you're saying the first meal made by necessity.
No.
Okay.
First meal you ate in the person ate in space. You got to think, bro.
I'm thinking.
You go to space. Restart your life.
Bam.
Your baby.
Baby food.
Outside of baby food.
Applesauce. Final answer.
Are you going to lock in?
I'm locking it in.
Yeah, you got it right.
Charlie, we did it. Applesauce. We did it, man.
Incredible job, wow. Guys.
Thank you.
How'd you do that? All right. $1 million question.
How did we get here?
I don't know, dude.
Man, roller coaster.
You're just so smart. You got so much trivia in there. Just locked in that cow brain of yours. Yeah. For $1 million, what is the singular word for spaghetti?
I think you just said it.
I want to clarify, you're out of lifelines. You're on your own on this one.
I think you just said it.
Maybe, maybe not.
Because it's not spaghetti, and it's... It's not, is it just noodle? Is it just noodle? Huh? What are we talking about? Is it just noodle?
No.
And two noodles is spaghetti?
A spaghetti. Well, no. That's not. I can't help you here,
dog.
You
already said it. Because you have multiple spaghetti, you don't have spaghettis.
It's not a goose geese thing.
Can I have two spaghettis?
No, you have spaghetti.
And then another spaghetti.
You can have spaghetti. Or you can have
a noodle.
But you got to tie in the spaghetti somehow, dog.
Do you?
I would... actually, I...
Spaghetti. Toe.
Final answer. Yes. Yeah, you got it right. Spaghetto.
Spaghetto.
It would have... That's what I thought when I saw the question.
Right.
And I read it online.
Spaghetti.
I was like, spaghetti-o? But no, it's just spaghetto.
Yeah, spaghetto.
One spaghetto.
Yeah. That's where Charlie grew up.
And spaghetto? Where did he grow up? I feel like there's a joke going on and I'm outside of it. There's an inside joke. Yeah, I'm way outside.
Let's just run the next thing.
All right, dude. I got a couple hot takes on pizza. I want to get your opinion on this.
How many pretzel bites can you eat before you pop?
I think you should slow down.
You
there,
had
dude.
One or
I think you should,
two.
I think you should slow down.
But I want to eat them while they're warm.
All right, go ahead, dude.
They kind of melt in your mouth a little bit.
You got to eat some pizza, though, a little later.
Oh.
So you got to leave some room.
Go.
This is something I've tried recently.
Pesto.
Nah. I did try pesto, though,
pretty
recently for the first time.
You were 27.
It was great. tried this recently. I think it's a little bit of a hack. And I want to get your opinion on this. Dog, have you ever put ketchup on pizza? Like dipped it? Or like sprinkled it on top?
You did it by accident? Be honest with me, you did it by accident?
No.
You had French fries on your plate. Somebody offered you a slice of pizza and they set it down and it touched it.
No, dude, I was sitting there.
You didn't
there.
Dip it. You did not dip it.
Okay, I want to say, I wasn't.
Did somebody tell you to dip it?
No.
Somebody say, hey, try this. You just tried it.
Yeah. So I was out and I got pizza and I brought the pizza home. Next day, I'm sitting there.
Next day.
I warmed the pizza up to eat it. And then I go into my fridge to get the pizza.
You right? saw ketchup.
I saw ketchup just sitting there, and I said, what if?
No, you didn't.
I said, what if, dog? And then you heat the pizza up with the ketchup on top in the microwave.
No, you didn't. You didn't drizzle it on top.
I'm trying to tell
like
you, Mello's dog.
Like Mello's does a little swirl of ranch. You didn't swirl some ketchup on there.
I'm trying to tell you, dog. Don't knock it till you try it.
You.
I think I unlocked Pandora's box, bro.
You put the ketchup in the microwave. You put it on the plate, on the pizza, and then put it in the microwave.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, dog. There's something sweet about ketchup.
Yeah, the sugar.
But there's something good about it when you eat it. Probably the sugar, right?
What we talking about right here?
You have any ketchup?
No.
That's a crime.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
It's time.
What kind of pizza is this?
This is a mushroom. What's it called? A mushroom.
Holy shiitake pie. Man, we're on rhythm right now.
Yeah, do it again.
Holy shiitake pie. Holy shiitake pie.
Have a slice, man.
All right. Alright.
What's the sauce on this? Is it a white sauce? Anyone know? Is it a white sauce?
There's no base on that. No
base.
That's how I like it, man.
There you go, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Garlic aioli and then some chives. Those chives?
What does it smell like?
What's it smell like? It smells like something.
Kind of like pizza a little bit. I think you're smelling the garlic.
You guys are being too obvious.
I think you're smelling the garlic. I go maybe mushroom or chives or cheese or dough.
Maybe some kind of Alfredo.
It's probably the pizza, right? That's what I told him.
Can you not?
All right. Are we going to cheers you? We got to cheers.
I can't cheers you this.
You need a napkin?
I never realized how stuck I've been in a rhythm with my pizza until you try something new.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
The dough is unmatched, bro.
It's like when you go to work, you go to the gym,
You go home, you watch Netflix, but there's a whole world out there. There's a whole world to explore.
Like, you just ordering buffalo chicken on the regular, dog.
There's a whole world out there we don't know. We don't know about.
Rate the pizza 1 to 10. All pizza ever.
It's an 8-8.
8-8, that's crazy. I was going to give it a 9-1, dog.
9-1.
My favorite pizza topping ever, buffalo chicken.
I know.
This is up there. I don't think I've ever...
Something about that garlic aioli, man, just kisses me on the taste buds. What is it? Who's drinking this?
I think it's yours.
Mine's right here. Is this yours?
Is there anything in that one?
Justin, is this yours?
What's it?
It's doing over here. Boy.
You learn early.
Let me do this then.
All right, yeah? So we left off with ketchup on pizza. I have one more hot take for you. And I want to get your opinion on this one as well.
Don't get no hotter than that, boy.
You a frozen pizza kind of guy? You enjoy frozen pizzas every now and then?
Here's the thing. If it starts with a P and ends with pizza, I'm there for a long for the ride. All right.
All right. So, frozen pizza specifically.
Okay.
Something that I love.
Yeah.
Undercooking it.
Huh?
You undercook the pizza so it's not completely crispy or melt it, and it's a little bit colder in the middle. I tell you, bro. Cheat code.
Can we stop?
I'm not saying frozen still in the middle. I'm saying...
No, can we end it?
A little bit colder in the middle. It's just a little bit colder in the middle. I'm not saying the outside. That's it.
Thank you. Thanks for tuning in.
Just try it, dude.
The outro.
We don't have one.
Ready 15.
Yeah, guys, if you, just top of my mind, if you want it to get, 15% off, 15, that's a 1-5, 15% off online orders from Mellow Mushroom. They're celebrating National Mushroom Day. So you can go to Mellow Mushroom and use code FRDI15 to get 15% off your order. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Yeah.